Sunny Coast News.
Hi, I'm Abby Smith. To COVID-19 facts first. Another passenger from the Ruby Princess cruise ship has died from coronavirus. The woman in her 60s brings the ACT's death toll to 3, while the Australian toll is at 63. President Donald Trump has pulled America's funding of the World Health Organization, accusing it of mishandling the coronavirus crisis.
Our countries are now experiencing tremendous death and economic devastation because those tasked with protecting us by being truthful and transparent failed to do so. And so much death has been caused by their mistakes.
More than 25,000 people in the US have died. The federal government is developing an app that could send you an alert if you've had close contact with a confirmed COVID-19 case. But there's a catch. You'll need to allow it to track all of your movements to allow for rapid contact tracing when someone tests positive. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's still being fine-tuned.
The Attorney General is working through those privacy-related issues, and obviously we're modelling the development of our app similar to what has been rolled out in Singapore. And it's all about protecting the safety of Australians.
Just briefly, a man's in custody in Cairns following a siege that lasted more than 4 hours. The 42-year-old was arrested just after 1 p.m. A PSPA has since been revoked. And a police department in the US has issued a handy reminder to put on pants before you leave the house to check the mailbox. The Facebook post from Taney Town Police in Maryland says, you know who you are. This is your final warning. Taking a look at sport, the Supercars E-Series is back in gear tonight. There's four races on the cards, and F1 legend Max Verstappen is also appearing as a wild card for the event. Ford driver Lee Holdsworth says he's actually had a crack at Catalunya in real life and reckons there could be some thrills and spills.
It's a fairly fast-flowing track. I've done a few laps around there, mostly in a Formula One car. Still yet to put the supercar down on the track, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how quickly us drivers can pick up on the tracks and our knowledge of the tracks.